Don't look at numbers. Don't be deceived by the masses. Whenever you see the herd following something like Joel Osteen out there in Texas, that's the devil. Joel Osteen's on TV every day because the devil put him on there. T.D. Jakes is led by the devil, not the Spirit of God. How do I know? Because it's all emotional hype. It's all soulish hype designed to captivate you in the soul and not the spirit. Kenneth Copeland came from hell. Creflo Dollar was birthed by the devil. Wake up, folks. Stop being offended and wake up. Stop falling prey to that silly judge not mess you've been taught. I told you the Bible tempers itself. He says, with what measure you judge, it shall be judged back to you again. Judge righteous judgment. Before you pull a speck out of another man's eye, first of all, take the beam out of your own eye to see clearly to judge. The Bible doesn't say don't judge anything. He says to judge it righteously, to evaluate it by the word of God. You don't judge the spirit by the spirit. You judge everything in the atmosphere according to the word of God under the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Flesh is always stinking when it's on display. So when you see these stinking fleshly preachers telling you stuff that's not germane to the Bible, it's not a judgment. You are actually staying free by discerning the fact that this is a delusional Satan generated thing. And you've got to get away from it. Look what Jesus says. Then Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence. Get away from here, Satan. That's what he's saying. Get out of here, Satan. For it is written. See, you can't. Jesus, when Jesus speaks the word. Since Jesus was just baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit came on him in the form of a dove. He's lawful because the anointing breaks the yoke. The Holy Ghost embodying him and actually moving through him through his words gives the Bible a living element. Jesus is speaking rhema, words dipped in the spirit. The devil's quoting dead letter when he talks. I'm going to show you now how the devil uses the Bible to bind you. Jesus goes to, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Deuteronomy 6:13. Worship the Lord thy God. Serve him only. I can't worship you because I'm commanded as the Son of God to only worship God. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. You know, I kind of wonder about that. I wish that when I'm going through and the devil's beating me upside the head and I finally get a breakthrough, I'd like to have a few angels come minister to me too. I mean, we're just like Jesus as he is, so are we on the earth. If he had ministering angels, surely God has a few angels that can swing by to see you, to kind of bind up the wounds and trying to give you a little alcohol and mercuricome on your injuries. Come on now, that's only fair. Jesus had angels minister to him. We need to have some angels ministering to us also. That's just right. That's fair, I believe. So you see now, the devil talking, no spirit. Here is the key to being bound by the Bible. Bible bondage. The Bible void of the spirit will bring nothing but delusional chains and bondage into your life. Most of the people in pulpits don't have the Holy Ghost. I will say that again. Most of the people in church in the pulpits don't have the Holy Ghost. Therefore, when they talk, the spirit thereof, it releases the bondage. They can quote the Bible verbatim, read passages without taking a breath, and it will bind you. It's the spirit thereof. That's where the bondage is. The spirit of bondage is embedded in the mind, in the soul, and in the heart of the person that is carnal. What do I mean by that? Look at Romans chapter 8. Bible bondage, folks. Bible bondage. You've got to eat the whole world. You got to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So to know truth is to know a person, not information. You shall know Jesus, and Jesus shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you see now, it's not about knowing a bunch of stuff. It's about knowing Jesus Christ personally in an intimate way that you have a covenant cut with him, a blood covenant. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 real carefully here, very slowly. Let's look at it. We're talking about Bible bondage, the ability of the devil to take the Bible to bind you, the ability of the devil to take the letter void of the spirit to bind you, the ability of the devil to use the law unrighteously, unlawfully to bind you. The law is the strength of sin. The law is not made for a righteous man, according to 1 Timothy 1:9. So you take the law without the spirit, it's just like putting a noose around your neck. It's like wrapping chains around you and binding you. A lot of you listening to me right now can't move into anything spiritual because you're bound by the Bible. You're suffering through Bible bondage. So when you see the saints of God saying, let's go, confront the devil and win, you can't go because you're bound by religious bondage that came through the improper, unlawful use of the Bible. They didn't set you free in church. They bound you. They tied you up. They chained you to a man's or woman's personality. Now you can't even walk out free to represent God because you're bound by unlawful use of the Bible. We're initiating plans to set folks free, to save the world, to harvest the world and leave it. And you can't even participate because you're bound by the religious foolishness you think is right and proper when it's all a delusion. It's a trick of the devil to bind you using the Bible. You're bound to the devil in church, in the pew, using the Bible unlawfully. Folks, wake up out of the coma. Wake up out of the delusions. Wake up out of the religious stupor. Stop trying to make it the same thing. Why do you keep posting those foolish preachers on the Omega website when it's not the same thing? All the tuning up, all the gymnastics, all the histrionics. You're trying to make it the same thing when it's not. You're bound by the Bible. You're bound by religion. You're bound to your silly church. Cut those ties with that foolishness and stop letting the devil use the Bible to bind you. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the flesh, who are not led by the flesh, who don't follow the dictates of the flesh. They are led by the Spirit. They follow the dictates of the Holy Ghost. For the law, here's the law we walk in, folks. Are we under the law? Yes, this law right here. Romans 8, 2. It's called the law of the Holy Ghost. The government of the Holy Ghost. The Old Testament was the government of the letter written in stone. The New Testament is the government of the Spirit written in the flesh or the hearts of men. He engraved the stone laws in the stone for stony-hearted people who wouldn't obey. He wrote the law of the Spirit in the fleshly heart of people with a nature change who desire to obey. We're called, according to the Bible, to walk in the obedience of faith. This is the obedience of faith. You believe, therefore you obey, and you don't need a law because it's not made for a righteous man. I'm a righteous man desiring to obey with a new heart of flesh put into me by God through being born again. And now the Spirit has no resistance in me, so therefore I'm led by the Spirit and I'm free, and I walk under what the Bible calls the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, In verse 2, it says, it has made me free from the law of sin and death. You remember the wages of sin is death. The law punished you by death. So the law of the Spirit has made me free from the law of sin and death. The Old Testament regulations given through and to Moses. Stop going back to the law, because the law is not made for you. The Spirit has been given to you to displace and replace the law. Just obey God by the Spirit. I'm going to show you why most people in church don't do this. It's so hard for a person just to let everything go and now let God. Let God lead you. Let God inspire you. Let God revelate you. Let God light up the pathway for you. Let God take control. You tried. You failed. Let God take over. Abdicate the control of the steering wheel to God. You were driving the car. You've been through all kinds of wrecks, all kinds of fender benders, all kinds of narrow escapes. You drug the car along the side of the guardrail on the highway. You busted out your taillight backing up into a concrete wall. Why in the world would you keep control of the steering wheel? Give the wheel over to the Lord and let him drive. Let him drive your life. Let him steer the car. You're a reckless driver. You drive the car and you're about to kill yourself. You're all torn up inside, emotionally wounded, getting into bad relationships, marrying the wrong person, divorced and marrying again and divorced and marrying again. Why do you keep doing this to yourself? Give the wheel over to the Lord and let him drive the car, for God's sake. The law of the Spirit, led of the Spirit leading you through life, will make you free and keep you free. Look what he says. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. It wasn't a problem with the law per se. It was the dirty flesh that couldn't do it. See, the problem was the flesh that can't do spiritual things that come from God. The flesh can do spiritual things, but it can't do something that comes from God, because the flesh doesn't like God, because the flesh is proud and it does not want to be governed by God. What we're talking about tonight, folks, is the governments that rule. Satan has a government full of soulish, fleshly people. God has a government that is governing spiritual people. And you can't mix them. They're water and oil. Flesh and spirit don't mix. You found out real fast when you really got saved for real. You were sitting in church for 20 years and then you got saved. Think about what I'm saying. You went to church your whole life and then you got saved. What were you in church before you got saved? A damned sinner. So church, the doors of the church are totally irrelevant, because you were damned in church until you got born again. You went with your mom and your daddy growing up. You were in the choir. You were in the youth choir. You led things in church. You did the junior Bible study in the summer school, in the summer programs, when they had the vacation Bible studies in the summertime. You led the youth groups. You were the lead singer in the youth choir. You went on trips with the youth groups to Disney World in church. Damn and lost. Went on the youth group trip and had sex with a guy back in the back of the hotel on the youth trip with church. Because you were lost. You were a sinner. Folks sit in church every Sunday fornicating, shacking up, living the life of a dog. I mean, what do they think they are? They don't think about it because they're lost. They're sinners. You see, you got to understand, church means nothing if you're a sinner. It's just another institution that you joined. You joined the Kiwanis Club. You joined the Sewing Circle. You joined the Masons. You joined the Eastern Stars. You joined the Deltas. You joined the Kappas. You joined all these civic and social groups. And then you joined your local church. Had nothing to do with anything God doesn't even know you're alive. You don't exist to God because you're dead in trespasses and sin, and you live off the intercession of the saints until you're born again. Damned in church, lost in church, bound by the Bible in church. You sat in church reading the Bible, never saved. You quoted Psalm 23, never saved. People talk about the Bible all day long. They're bound by the Bible, bound to the Bible. The Bible, void of the Spirit, is nothing but a prison cell. It's a chain around your neck. It's the noose on the gallows that you're about to jump off of to be hanged. The Bible without the Spirit leads to bondage. This is Bible bondage. Look what he says. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son, God sent his own son. Now, how can a oneness Pentecostal say that God is one person when God sent his son, his own son? Jesus Christ has always been God's son. He's been eternally the Son of God. God has existed, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, forever. Three persons making up a family unit that are one. So he sent his son. He just told the son to get into a body to be crucified to save us. God sent his son. It didn't say that God came as the son. God sent his son. This is what happens like in a oneness Pentecostal denomination when they tell you that God is one person manifesting himself three ways. You got a demon in there, even in a Pentecostal environment, that has perverted the word of God like he tried to do with Jesus, twisted the scriptures, and now they're walking in this delusion that has made them proud. The women wear little bun hairdos, no makeup, long dresses, and they walk around like these holier-than-thou, self-righteous folks, telling you we've got the truth, and they're just bound with the chains of the Bible. They walk in Bible bondage because they got a false, misinterpreted presentation of the scripture, void of the Holy Ghost. While they're talking in tongues, they're chained through Bible bondage. Millions of Baptists, Bible bondage. Calvinism, once saved, always saved. You can't lose your salvation. Through God's divine will, he chose who was going to be saved from the foundation of the world. You're born either saved or damned, according to Calvinism. I mean, this is crazy. You're born saved or damned, and you have nothing to do with it. Well, why be born? Why even be born if you're born damned and you can't be saved? That's the teachings of Calvinism. You don't believe me? Look up Calvinism and then just click on information about the TULIP presentation in Calvinism. TULIP is the five principles of Calvinism. Total depravity and limited atonement. See, they say that Jesus only died for people who were going to be saved. Irresistible grace. If God chose you to save you, you can't resist it. You will get saved. And then you'll never lose the salvation. Permanent salvation that will never be lost. The perseverance of the saints. So you see now, all that is Bible bondage. It's made up. They disavow and disallow the human will. That's the bondage. Your will is actually operating in alignment with God when he comes to you. You must accept him and receive him through repentance. That's the truth. That Baptist Calvinistic doctrine is a lie, birthed in hell, giving people this false presentation of salvation. And it's a lie. It's a lie. Don't believe it. It'll lead you to Bible bondage. Millions believe it. They're bound. Our job, preach the truth with power, to set them free. We're going to need attestational signs and wonders to set them free. One is Pentecostals, Calvinists, these people are so bound in bad doctrine. It's going to take the power of God and the supernatural intervention and grace of God to set them free. because they're just steeped in and bathed in false doctrine. They're bound by the Bible they read every day. It's amazing. Unbelievable, I know. It's happening. What's happening to them? Why are they bound by the Bible? Keep reading here. He says, he sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. And in Jesus, he condemns sin in Jesus' flesh. When he says condemn sin in the flesh, he condemned and destroyed sin in Jesus' flesh so he wouldn't have to destroy us. Jesus was your atonement. Jesus was what the Bible calls your propitiation. He was your replacement. He took Jesus and vented the wrath due to us on Jesus. That's why you should spend every day of your life thanking Jesus, because Jesus took the blows of the wrath of God for us so that we wouldn't be damned. Thank you, Jesus Christ, the Lord God Almighty, who stood in our place and was crucified and bore the sin of all of mankind and died. The wages of sin is death. He had to die to pay the penalty. Thank you, Jesus. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Look at this. The righteous requirements of the law are fulfilled in us when we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Walking after the Spirit, walking after the leadership of the Holy Ghost, following the Holy Ghost. That's how you walk free. The Bible, void of the Holy Ghost, is bondage, is dead letter. The letter killeth, the Spirit give life. The Spirit is called a quickening or life-giving spirit. That's where the problem is with church folk. They won't abdicate to the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Seek the Lord for the baptism and infilling of the Holy Ghost. Your problem is your mind has not been relinquished to the control of the Holy Ghost. How do I know that? Keep reading. For they that are after the flesh, they that wander after and follow the dictates of the flesh, they do mind, they think about, they meditate upon the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, those that wander after and mind and are led by the dictates of the Spirit, they mind and meditate upon the things of the Spirit. All you have to do to check where you are in God, all you have to do to check if you're for real or not, is just check what you think about. Not in church, not around church folk, not around Bible studies and when in prayer is being made. When your mind relaxes, what does it wander to? That tells you what you really are. When you just have downtime and there's nothing on your mind, now do you hear old songs playing? Now are you thinking about your old boyfriend or girlfriend? Now are you thinking about some pornography or something? See, you mind the things of the flesh when you're after the flesh, when you're yet carnal. That mind is the governor. Your mind will let you know exactly where you are every time, right on time. After the flesh, you'll mind the things of the flesh. After the Spirit, with nobody around, what are you doing? You're praying. You're fasting. You're seeking the Lord for more of Him. You're reading your Bible. You're praying psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You're ministering people to people with the gospel. You're leading people to Christ. See, those kinds of people are already in it. That's why I know the masses are carnal. When you bring spiritual things to carnal people, they can't participate because they're carnal. When we mention Dunamis Tabernacle to 1,000 people, you get the low participation because the people are carnal. You have a prayer line and folks are talking about something as silly as how long you pray. They're carnal. They're yet carnal. They have carnal minds and they're thinking they're being knowledgeable or they're being astute or they have wisdom, but it's just carnality. The spiritual mind is abstract. It does not focus on things of the flesh. They know instinctively as spiritual people that none of these things are that important. But carnal people make a big deal out of everything. Spiritual people are always peaceful because they don't care about anything down here to that extent. They do things even for God that don't make a big deal out of it. Because they know they'll be dead. They're going to die. You're going to leave here. Nothing down here really matters. Nothing. But you just obey the Spirit. You do as you're told by the Spirit. But you don't make anything a big deal. We talk about patriarchal authority. We talk about the foundation of the church being male. We talk about the fact that women can't pastor churches according to the Bible. 1 Timothy chapter 3, Titus chapter 1. The Bible says to be a bishop, you must be the husband of one wife. No woman on earth qualifies for that. Not one. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says the head of the woman is the man. The head of man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. That's governmental alignment. That's governmental authority. It can't be overridden. It can't be changed. You can't modify that. God gave divine order and tells you in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 12 that if a woman rules over you, they lead you into error. Read it for yourself. I'm not making it up. That's the Old and New Testament. Isaiah 3:12, if a woman rules over you, they lead you to error. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the alignment of God, Jesus, the man, then the woman. The man was first created, then the woman. And then you get to 1 Timothy chapter 3, and it gives you explicit directions for bishops, elders, deacons, those that lead the church, along with Titus, it tells you. Now, if you can try to find a way to make that untrue and work around it, you are a rebel with a Jezebel spirit trying to take over and hijack God's church, and you're going to force God to have to deal with you. I'm warning you to stop before God has to slap you down and make you hear what he's telling you. The letter and the spirit must agree. Don't talk about being led by the Holy Ghost while you're a rebel trying to pastor a church as a woman. You're led by a ghost, but that ghost ain't holy. That's the devil leading you. You're demon possessed. You need deliverance. Wake up out of that stupor before you end up damned. I'm warning you. Stop it. And you'll sit there with the Bible in Bible bondage as a rebel with a carnal mind. See, the key to Bible bondage is that your mind is carnal. Your carnal mind trying to quote the Bible always leads to bondage because you don't have the Spirit. The Bible, void of the Spirit operating through the carnal mind, is always nothing but slavery and bondage. How do you know that the Bible is not being used by the Spirit in those instances? Look at this. Look at what he says here. If you're after the Spirit, you mind the things of the Spirit. After the flesh, you mind the things of the flesh. For to be carnally minded is death. That's the definition of death. You got a carnal mind, to God, you're dead. To be carnally minded is death. Carnal mind, you're dead to God. You don't exist to God. You're dead with a carnal mind. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind, listen to this, it's enmity. It's an enemy of God. It's an enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God. The rulership is talking about the rulership, the authority, the dominion of God. You're not under God's auspices. You're not under God's government. You're not subject to the law. The rulership of God neither indeed can be with a carnal mind. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify, you kill the deeds of the body, then you shall live. We talked about tonight Bible bondage, folks. What is Bible bondage? It's when the carnal mind, not dead to sin, the fleshly, soulish, Adamic mind, takes the Bible and uses it to justify its rebellion. You've got the Bible, using the Bible as a weapon against God. Like the devil told Jesus, it is written, God shall give his angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot upon a stone. He used the Bible as a weapon against Jesus. He used the Bible against God. He's taken the Bible as a weapon to use it against God, trying to deceive God with his own Bible. What do you think he'll do to me and you? Bible bondage, a carnal mind. The devil has a mind void of the spirit. His stinking, filthy, soulish, damned mind, his condemned mind without the Holy Ghost, not privy to the Holy Ghost, tries to use the words of God as a weapon to destroy me and you. He will bind you using the Bible. I don't care how much a person talks in tongues, like Kenneth Copeland. What makes Kenneth Copeland carnal is that he has an ulterior motive, that he's using his flesh, emulating spiritual things, trying to achieve wealth. That made him bondage. The Bible says they mind earthly things. That put him back in carnality. You can be baptized in the Holy Ghost and opt for carnality. You got the Holy Ghost, but you don't let God take you on down the road to be delivered from your carnal mind. The Bible calls you a double-minded man, a two-souled man. You can't receive anything from the Lord according to James. You see how it works? You have to give yourself over as a sacrifice. The Bible says daily, take up your cross daily. Give us this day our daily bread. So all of these delusional folk like Creflo Dollar and Kenneth Copeland, T.D. Jakes, they'll be blabbering off in tongues with a carnal mind because they have an ulterior motive. And what they preach to you is Bible bondage to take your stuff from you. Kenneth Copeland is a billionaire, having robbed, raped, and pillaged 10 generations of folks almost. Well, 5 generations for the last 50 years. All these folks bound by a man in a delusion with a carnal mind, using the Bible to bind them. Every sorcerer and witchcraft worker that's an astute religious witchcraft worker has a Bible open on the desk in front of them, because they know what the devil knew about Jesus. When Jesus says it is written, when the devil said turn these stones into bread, the devil's mind says, oh, he walks in accordance with the Bible or the scriptures. So therefore the devil went to it is written. That's how they bind you with the Bible. If you've got a carnal mind, you are a victim. I'm telling you, as long as you think in terms of this world, what I can get, you're going to be subject to con men all day long. When you set your affections above and you know you're just living to live again and you want to be extracted from this world, now you're being set free because you have no continuing city here. You have no desire to be here. You're not looking for anything here. All of you women still on Facebook trying to pooch your lips out and trying to put all these sex pot pictures on there. You're going to find yourself an Ahab sissy man and you're going to walk away thinking you're married when you just got yourself yoked to the devil, because your carnal mind trying to use seduction and witchcraft to captivate a guy led you right off of the cliff the devil dropped you off of. Carnality, the carnal mind, using the word of God, makes you an enemy of God. Quoting the Bible, an enemy of God quoting God's Bible, and you're the enemy that hates God. You're diametrically opposed to God while reading out of his Bible. Bible bondage. Bible bondage. You need the Holy Ghost to allow you to live out Romans 12:1. I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be you metamorphosized or transformed by the renewing of your mind to be able to prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Outside of that parameter, outside of the presentation of your body sacrificially, outside of the transformation of your mind to be changed to allow the Spirit of God to govern your mind, you're only walking in Bible bondage. You're a make-believe, hypocritical Christian deceiving yourself. Mad at me right now because I pointed you out. You better wake up. You better stop. The end of the world has come. You're chained down by religion, using the Bible to dominate you and manipulate you. We put out the facts in front of you. We tell you exactly what we're going to do. We're going to establish a base camp to equip you to send you. You're not following anybody this time. We're equipping you to go. The Bible says he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to perfect the saints so the saints can do the work of the ministry. That way, you'll stay free because you're engaged doing the work yourself. You don't have to worry about people buying you because you are a participant in the work. That's your freedom. That's the leadership of the Holy Ghost. That keeps you dependent out there on the battlefield, having to stay close to the Holy Ghost because you're in a spiritual battle all the time. That's what makes you and keeps you free. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, I'm yelling as loud as I can. Don't let the devil use the Bible to bind you. Get that carnal mind mortified in you. Saturate your mind in the Word of God, in prayer, in fasting, in praise and worship. Saturate daily. Daily into your mind is switching from AM to FM and you become spiritual in your thinking. You'll find that none of the stuff that other people get engaged in matters to you. You look like a fool as a grown woman or a grown man listening to an unsaved carnal person trying to tell you information. That's like me trying to listen to my 13 or 14 or even older kids that are not saved trying to tell me anything. Why would I take information from anybody that's not born again? I'll tell you why you do, because you're not born again. You need to get saved. Most of the people I'm talking to on Sunday and Wednesday, you really need to get saved. That's your real problem. You've never sold out. You've never committed everything to the Lord. You walk in the bondage of a carnal mind, quoting Bible. You get caught up in some guy quoting scriptures on Facebook. Look at how stupid that is. Everybody can read what you're writing anyway. Why would anybody need you to quote scriptures on Facebook all day when they can read it for themselves? You don't need scripture quotation. You need revelation. If you're going to be a woman, going to marry a guy, let a man give you revelation from the scripture, not quotation from it. You need revelation, not quotation. Wake up out of this stupor and come alive in the spirit. Outside of that, you'll subject yourself to nothing else but Bible bondage, Bible babble, Bible tripe, dead letter quoted by the carnal mind, just like Satan did in Matthew chapter 4. It is written, and it's the devil quoting the Bible to put chains around your spirit, chains around your soul, chains around your mind, and chains around your life. For God's sake, folks, stop subjecting yourself to Bible bondage. Father, we thank you for this time of sharing. Thank you for the Word of God. Take these words, make them alive. Bring the people out from Babylon. Bring them out from Egypt. Bring them out from the wilderness so they can live again. Live God is saying he's commanding you to live. Get up, wake up, and move out into the battle. In Jesus' name, amen. Just going to wrap it up for tonight, y'all. Prayer is going on right now. It's 9:13. Join the prayer line. Go ahead and click over to the prayer line next. That number is 641-715-3670. 641-715-3670. The access code is 409-367. 409-367. Remember the men's meeting next week. Prayer meeting at our house on that Saturday morning. You can contact Barbara for information. For the women getting together to pray while we're down in Pine Mountain. The men are going away the 26th through the 28th of August for this fellowship of men, establishing and coordinating information for Dunamis Tabernacle. We're not here to deal with your problems. We're not here to minister to anybody on this particular trip. This is all about establishing Dunamis Tabernacle and doing the practical, hard, legwork type things necessary to establish this base camp. It's about working now. It's time to put your hands to the plow and not look back. Contribute to Dunamis Tabernacle, y'all. We're trying to get this thing off of the ground. Believe in God with everything we've got. About 50 people have given $51,045 as of today. About 50 people raising $51,000. Man, of the 1,000 people that listen to this every week, will just go ahead and do what you need to do. We'll be out of here. It's time for another church order to rise up out of the ashes of the old. The phoenix has to rise up out of the ashes of the old. A new church order to confront a new world order. Dunamis Tabernacle, www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate and do the best that you can. The very best you can from August 1st through November 30th. A push to birth Dunamis Tabernacle. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? We are the answer. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Get involved. In Jesus' name. See you Sunday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. right back here on live stream again for another important message as we begin to talk about Ahab and the metrosexual man. Ahab and the metrosexual man. Tell your family members, tell your friends, tell all these folk that you know. Get on this line here on Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Ahab and the metrosexual man. The church is cursed by the metrosexual man. It's time to eradicate him from our environment. Ahab and the metrosexual man. Be here Sunday morning, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love everybody. Stay blessed. The word of God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask or think. Let it work on you and stay out of the devil's filthy matrix. See you back here on Sunday. Have a good week and God bless.